Step 11, my program in action, from Michelle in Plymouth. Never did I expect a high energy, easily distracted, never sit still party girl to be able to stay quiet for long periods of silent prayer or remain completely still whilst listening to guided meditation. But this girl continues to do so, as I find both practices beneficial for my relationship with the God of my understanding and my emotional sobriety. For me, prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. And I use these recovery tools on a daily basis to improve my conscious contact. And it works. I've just started a new job after 3 years of working in a role I found demanding and overwhelming on a regular basis. I initially worked with my sponsor on acceptance. Then we looked at setting boundaries and eliminating people-pleasing from my behaviours. Despite my improved perception and attitude, the daily demands were ever increasing. Through meditation, I was led to seek out someone who helped me to update my CV and start applying for other jobs. After several interviews and rejection, or God's redirection, I was offered a job in a different company. Taking a small reduction in pay through meditation and prayer, I have quietened the committee in my head, have acceptance, and feel like it's the right move at the right time. I was careful not to burn any bridges when I worked my notice in my old job and patiently worked hard to handle over all I could to colleagues, as the AA program has taught me to be responsible. Meditation and prayer have also given me comfort and guidance as I embark on the new role, where new people, systems and ways of working fill me with a little anxiety and fear. 4 weeks into my new job, I feel a lot happier. I feel lighter as I'm no longer laden down with an ever-increasing workload. I have time to engage and connect with my new colleagues and feel valued and supported by them, in stark contrast to my previous position. Prayer, meditation and my faith in the God of my understanding enables me to breathe, ask, listen and put in small steps with confidence to change the things I can, accept the things I cannot, along with complete trust that God will look after me 100% in all I do. If you don't know where to start, I was told to drop to my knees. I'm powerless and no longer in charge. And ask a power, whatever I choose, so long as it's not me, for a sober day. Then listen to this power. I walked my dogs as part of my walking meditation. This is a program of action, so just make a start, and you will be amazed before you are halfway through. End.